such a beautiful freak.
Shake it.
You're such a beautiful freak.
Good evening. You are listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and generally other things I make up that generally fit somewhere loosely in those genres. And it's just brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight in the studio with, hopefully, a mixture of tunes, new and old, and a bit of information about gigs, club nights, and all that kind of stuff coming up somewhere halfway through the show, roughly. And tonight I started the show with Faderhead, a track from his latest release, Black Friday, which is a concept album. Pretty much, if you go through the tracks in order, it's describing finishing work and then going through everything from, like, just getting ready, going out, partying, and having a crazy Friday night. I think the last track is regaining unconsciousness, so that's probably the following morning. Awesome stuff. A great kind of clubby CD, lots of bouncy tracks like that one, Beautiful Freak, taken from roughly halfway through the album, so I think that's meant to be when you're dancing away in a club. Anyway, like I say, I've got stuff, but I'm going to carry on with the tunes. And this track, this next track, came out shortly after my last show, and it's been stuck with me for a couple of weeks, and it's just awesome. It is really very good. Covenant haven't released much in quite a while, and I'm not sure what people were expecting from them, but they've come out with this single, and it's just stunning. It really is. This is Lightbringer featuring Necrofacility.
in my mind. Broken rhythms, broken bodies, broken minds, broken hearts. We're gonna burn this house to the ground. I want to hold on to this feeling. I want to hold my breath just for a little while. Just for a little while.
Oh, let me go. used to have sick thighs.
If I were in any deeper, wouldn't be able to see where I am. She comes on to me like a flame on the forest.
It's always good, but not to eat. Keep this to cuffs, keep it discreet.
Can't stop now, I'll be sick, just keep on giving me.
Sick thoughts growing in the best of me. Sick thoughts coming through my TV screen. Sick thoughts bathing me in kerosene. Flip skin, light in here, burn me back to shit.
As you drink and you scream and you make nothing seem. Wanna see what I mean, but you're
still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Raggedy Angry with Sick Thought, released, well, from their latest album, How I Learnt to Love Our Robot Overlords, released at the start of October. And they're a band, the Raggedy Angry, are one of these bands that have caught me out completely. They're a band that I've seen a couple of times supporting the Birthday Massacre, and they're so much more kind of harsh on stage. I didn't think they'd be really my cup of tea until recently. I just got hold of that track and went, hang on, that's really up my street. So they've got a kind of different sound between live and recorded, but a lot of bands do that, and I think I might be grabbing some more of their material in the near future. And before that, I played a couple of tracks for, well, kind of combined reason. We had started off with Covenant with Lightbringer, featuring Necrofacility from the Lightbringer CD single. And to be honest, I think that's some of Covenant's best work in a long time. And it can't be denied it does have a bit of a Strom Kurnish feel to it. I've chatted about this online, and a bunch of people seem to agree with me. It does kind of have that Strom Kurn reminder kind of feel to it, which is why I followed it with Stronger afterwards with Terrorist from Armageddon, to kind of compare and contrast. And I'm just hoping there's going to be some more Stronger material at some point soon. At any point, it'll be good. You know, Ned, rest of Stronger, just an album, even a single, you know, just bring it on. It would be lovely to hear that, because big fans of Stronger. The other thing is the Covenants. The inside of the CD single mentions that Lightbringer is, and another track on the CD single, The Beauty and the Grace, appear on our forthcoming album, Modern Ruin, to be released in 2011. So we do know Covenant's got new material coming, and Lightbringer is part of that new material, so it's a good sign that it's all sounding pretty good. Now this next track is one that I kind of should have played on the last show, really. It's a Halloween-themed one. I know the event has passed now, but I figured I can't really play it any other time of the year, so I might as well try and get away with it now. This is one I played last year and discovered last year. It's Top Stuff from Zombie Girl. Okay, listeners, if you'll just hold on a second, I have no idea why that CD stopped. Kind of need to fight with the equipment slightly to try and get some result from this. Let's give it another go, shall we? Once the CD player spools up. Attempt number two.
Thank you.
That was The Birthday Massacre with Control from their latest release, Pins and Needles. And I've got to say, that album is really growing on me. My first couple of listens, I thought, this is a bit wishy-washy. It's all kind of album tracks. There's nothing sticking out. And after a few listens, it's really grown on me over the last couple of weeks. So definitely up there with the rest of their releases. And before that, the almost struggling to play Zombie Girl with Halloween from 09. Maybe it's Haunted or something. And I just love it when people reinvent tracks. So that's obviously the theme to the classic horror movie Halloween. And it's done in a very Zombie Girl style. So really love that when a cover's done properly. I think a cover has to be significantly differently styled or interpreted to the original. Right, now time to run down, well, everything. News, releases, gigs and clubs and all that kind of stuff. One piece of news that's well worth mentioning is it's been quoted as Garbage are quoted as reuniting for a new album. Now, you may not think kind of properly goth alternative enough to be mentioned on this show, but they're a quality act. I've really enjoyed all their albums, and it's good to know there's a new one on the way. So no details have yet been released about how far along they are, but there's hints at a tour happening next year, so hopefully sometime next year we'll get some new Garbage material, and that will be great. All good stuff there. And also, Soman has announced he's returning with a new album called Noise Style. But again, there's no dates as yet about when there might be a release. There is rumour, though, that there's going to be a cover of New Order's Blue Monday on there. A cover, hopefully, in a very Soman style. That will be quite impressive to hear. Upcoming releases that have been announced that are worthy of note is Cat, the Ben Art project from Crunchpod, is to release a new album, Greatest Hits, in essence, called Music to Piss You Off. And I believe that's due in, well, not far now. It's November the 16th, so in a couple of weeks' time at most. And also later in November, November 19th, the Advanced Electronics compilation comes out with Volume 8. That's going to be a double CD plus DVD and 80% of exclusive tracks on there. So they're usually really good compilations to grab hold of. I've got a few myself, so probably well worth getting hold of that one. I'm going to make sure I've got my pre-order in for that. But gigs and clubs, what's going on in and around the area for the next few weeks? We have, as every first Saturday of the month goes, the Flock at the library in Leeds. This is the Friday Flock, but now on a Saturday, running from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. This version is a mask special, so if you turn up wearing a mask of any kind, you get discounted entry if you turn up with a mask before 11 p.m. And it's £4 before midnight, and most of the details can be found in www.sheepish.net. This is the really busy Saturday, isn't it? The one I mentioned on the last show, where you've got, also on that Saturday, you've got Faderhead playing the Corporation in Sheffield, with support from Uberbyte. Doors are £10 in advance and open at 7 p.m. I've also noticed DJ Azriel, which is one of the members of XP8, will be playing upstairs at the Corporation afterwards. More information about that can be found at corporation.org.uk. Also, we've got Darklands on the following, I'm sure there's something else on that Saturday, the 6th of November. It'll come back to me. I'll mention that in the next segment if I find out. On Saturday, the 13th of November, we have Darklands at Stereo in York Room from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. £4 on the door. More information at darklands.org.uk. And on Friday, the 19th of November, we've got Atari Teenage Riot touring. So that's at the Corporation in Sheffield. Doors are 7 p.m. and tickets are £17 in advance. And more information, again, at corporation.org.uk. I believe I've got mixed up. So when I said I was sure there was something else happening on Saturday the 6th, I think it's the following Friday with Atari Teenage Riot is clashing with, also at the Corporation, Lahania, Dionysus and Esoteric are playing the small room. So you've got Atari Teenage Riot playing the big room, Lahania, Dionysus and Esoteric playing the small room. That costs £7 to get in. Doors again 7 p.m. Again, information at corporation.org.uk. And as always, on the third Saturday of the month, you have the Wendy House in Leeds Uni at the Student Union at £5 to get in. 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. More information out can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Now, it goes without saying, I've got to mention the weekly nights. We've got Black Sheep every Sunday at Santiago's in Leeds, running from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Free entry, and more information at sheepish.net. And, of course, much closer to home, Bad Moon Rising every Thursday at the Zoo Bar here in Bradford. More information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk, but I believe it's, again, I think that's 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. and free entry. So, yeah, all the details on that on those websites. Whew, I feel like I've been nattering too long now. Right, let's play some more tunes. Now, this is a tune that's just hit my randomness on the when I hit my MP3 player onto complete random, and it's crept up a couple of times recently. So I just thought I'd play it. It's one of my favourite covers. I seem to be going very heavy on the covers this show, don't I, or talking about them. This is Mesh covering Assemblage 23.
To me, will the echo still? This one. long. Stay still.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Surgeon with Aesthetics Are a Moral Imperative from a sampler CD I got handed at Infest. Very good sound from them, guys. Before that, Left Side Neighbour with BHFC, I believe. Let me just double check that. You know when you're not really not sure? Yeah, BHFC. Although I've no idea what it stands for. It's a band from... Canada, and that track was featuring Jennifer from Aria. And before that, we had Mesh with a cover of Assemblage 23's Document, and that's from the Hands Are Tied Petrified CD single. I like the way Mesh will just occasionally hide a cover on that doesn't even get onto the albums, it just hides away in a CD single somewhere. So if you don't go out and buy the singles, you don't kind of get some of these little gems, and I think that's definitely one of their strongest tracks. I love covers. I love it when they're done, like they say, in the style or a different style to the original, and that certainly is, but it's still an incredibly well written song and well produced. So good stuff all around there. Now, I nearly forgot to mention in the kind of roundup of news and releases and gigs and clubs and stuff about Gears Gone Wild Summer Break. Now, Gears Gone Wild was a compilation I played loads of stuff off last year. Awesome compilation from the Cyanotic Rabbit Junk guys. I think it's from the Cyanotic guys, actually. And it's just a compilation of bands that they're just really into. And it introduced me to loads of new bands. And it was dead cheap as well. I think it was like £6 or £8, and it came all the way from America, and that was including shipping. So it was an absolute bargain. And earlier in the year, they announced they were going to do a second one called Gears Gone Wild Summer Break, or Spring Break, that's it. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of accidents and problems, and it's just been delayed and delayed and delayed. I believe there's been issues like the hard drive with all the masters on just crashed or something, and everything had to be redone, plus Cyanotic were on tour at the time and couldn't actually spend enough time producing it, so it's just taken ages. But I've read recently on Twitter that it looks like it's actually done now. Now, there's been no announcement that you can go off and, you know, purchase it yet, but I'm still hoping that that's going to happen soon. There was an announcement on Twitter from Cyanotic basically saying, we're going to make an announcement regarding Gears Gone Wild Spring Break very soon. So hopefully by the time the next show comes out, I might have it in my hands. I'm keeping my fingers very, very crossed about that, because, like I say, it's a compilation and it's a good one, and I'd like it to continue. And because of that, I thought I'd dig out the old compilation and play you the Rabbit Junk versus Cyanotic track on there called I Vote Bolshevik Left.
Yeah!
was Rabbit Junk versus Cyanotic, and that's almost all I've got time for tonight. I just want to say goodbye, and I will leave you with some Everything Goes Cold. This is the Out Out remix of Fail. Good night.
This is what you get when you made the decision.